Roll call.
DJ Becker.
Present.
Kim Rocher.
Yes, ma'am.
Emmanuel Gomez. Cynthia Oregon. Mohammed Latif.
Present.
Janice Smith. Diana Robbins.
Present.
We have a quorum. So, public comment. The first 15 minutes of the meeting are reserved for members of the public to address the advisory council on items which are within the subject matter jurisdiction of the council. Speakers shall be limited to 3 minutes. Speakers. Okay, thank you. Speakers shall be limited to 3 minutes and asked to identify themselves, state the subject of their comment. If the subject is an item on the agenda, the chairperson has the option of asking the speaker to hold the comment until that item is called. Comments on items listed as public hearing on the agenda should be held until the hearing is opened. The council is prohibited by law from taking any action on matters discussed that are not on the agenda, which Wendy frequently reminds me. And no adverse conclusions should be drawn if the council does not respond to public comment at this time. Do we have anyone wishing to speak at public comment? Please come forward.
My name is Derek Robinson, a private citizen. I live at 1806 Monroe Avenue, Madera, California. And I'd like to thank the board for doing an excellent job looking out for all the handicapped and the elderly. And we can do more, I believe, in accessibility. You know, since I've been working on the League of Cities, you know, I met many of our leaders who are handicapped and also in wheelchairs, and so we should do more in order for them to be able to enter the building, a public building, being more accessible, you know, make it easier for them, our citizens. You know, we spend money on sidewalks and playground equipment, but we can do just a little thing like change the doorknob for a handle instead of a knob. That would make a big difference right there.
It does.
Mm-hmm. So, and you know, like for instance, the bus stop, making it more accessible where they don't have to walk far. You know, they're not able, they can't leap over cars. So I want to thank you for all the work you've done, and anything I can do to help, let me know. Thank you.
Thank you, council member. Anyone else? Who do we have in the audience today?
Eric Martinez with
Madera
Coalition.
Eric Martinez with
Madera
Coalition.
Private citizen Ann Patron O'Rourke, and my service Ann Holba.
Ann Patron, okay.
My name is Charity Tokash. I'm the systems change advocate at Resources for Independent Central Valley.
And Dale Medina, assistant change advocate for Resources for Independence.
Welcome. And Jack, speak up. Private citizen?
Ghost.
Okay, Jack Porter. And I think that's everything. Yes, okay. So, approval of the minutes. Has everyone had a chance to read and approve the minutes? Any changes?
No, it's oral reports by staff and advisory board member may be erroneously reported because I try to give wheel power chair flag to somebody. But maybe chairperson also did, but in the report say the name of chairperson. Maybe you and me also, in the sixth oral report by staff and advisory board member, the third para.
Yeah, I believe you both spoke to different interactions.
Okay.
And I'm always trying to do that. So, anything else?
Okay. I make a motion to accept the minutes.
Second.
Is there a second? Okay. Second. Moved and approved?
No. Now you need to call for a vote.
A vote. Let's have a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed. Nay. Okay. Motion passed unanimously. Next item. On to business matters. Madera District Fair. Booth setup, staffing, teardown schedule. Wendy Silva.
So there is a sheet up there somewhere circulating. Has the hours for booth staffing indicated. You can sign up for 2 to 3 to 4 hours at a time, whatever works for you. Okay. We also have a spot on there if you'd like to assist with the setup or the final takedown. Because it is, while you can pack up your booth on Sunday evening when the fair is done, it's difficult to then lug the stuff out depending on where you're parked. We can go back Monday morning and get that taken care of. But that sheet, if you could just circulate it during the meeting, and then I will send it out, as I know not everyone's here, to fill in the blanks going forward.
Tim, did you commit to?
I have it. It says that we're there till 11 p.m. Do we really keep that booth open till 11 p.m.?
We are supposed to, according to the fair manual.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It gets a little tricky after.
And I'll take care of the Monday morning. I'll swing by and pick up the stuff on Monday
okay.
morning. I signed it already.
Thank you.
And then did we agree on a banner or setup of the booth? What did we? We're just going to do what we did last year, duplicate?
That's what we have, yeah. We have the tablecloth, and we'll get the banner hung this year.
And the sticker board.
Someone will help me. We have the sticker board. It's been living in my office, and I would be happy to leave it at the fair for a week. And then we have the coloring books came in. And we have your other things that we still have, the bracelets.
Okay. So we do still have some things to hold on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Already. And that Tuesday, do I sign down here? Set up.
Sure. Yeah. I haven't seen that yet.
Yes, volunteer for whatever you'd like, Councilmember Robbins.
Okay. Thank you.
And then did we get authorization for a small bag of candy for contact handouts? What do we need for that?
We just need me to pick it up. Yeah.
Okay. Because I know Halloween's a good, they're all the huge bags are already out at Walmart, so something.
They're out at, yeah. The huge bags of candy out at Costco also.
Okay. All righty, anything else on the fair booth? We'll have all the same materials.
Okay.
I'll have to look at that when I have my, take a picture of it. I don't have my calendar working. Okay, any other suggestions, concerns? Anything at the fair? Nope. Okay, so we move on to item number 3, discussion on response received to the letter regarding accessibility concerns at the post office. Wendy Silva.
So I believe you all have a copy of the letter that the post office sent to Mr. Sevilla, who was with, I believe that was Congressman Harris's, with Kamala Harris. Feinstein's office, Senator Feinstein's office. So my question is what is the next step that we would like to take?
I would love to invite Karen Romming. I assume that's how you say it, the manager, whoever penned this letter. Perhaps we can invite them to come to we'd love to walk around to the post office with them.
A tour with them.
Yeah, any time at their convenience, we can show them the library. I'd love to. Look.
Well, it appears that they have evaluated the situation and decided it's not something they want to do. So, Wendy, what do you suggest as far as the next steps? I mean, even the even the driver's side mailbox. I mean, that's it's kind of ridiculous that they can't accommodate a driver's side mailbox someplace.
I actually like Councilmember Rache's suggestion, but I would include the invitation to Mr. I'm guessing how to pronounce his last name, Sevilla.
Sevilla.
With the senator's office. And even if we can't get the post office to show up for the tour, maybe we can get the senator's office to meet whoever wants to be the representative for ADA. I would suggest one or two people to maybe do a show and tell of the concerns.
Okay. Any other ideas? I'm liking a social media campaign and some other options.
It would just be so easy for them to just put one of the mailboxes on the
They've just totally
the street. It's just
I haven't had a chance to fully absorb this, but it looks like they've just totally brushed everything off that we've raised.
Well, they said they're going to send somebody out to evaluate this.
Well,
one of their guys to evaluate. So.
Yeah, pretty much every concern looks passed over except for the door push pull where they'll send somebody out. But there's no way in the world a push pull is up to the standard. My hope is that they could bring somebody out and you could have those conversations with them. I think we have a name now that we have a name of somebody that we can.
The senator's office. Sure.
We can. Yeah. Well, we have Edwin Sevilla, but we keep him on the loop as well as. The Romming. I mean, we have this person as well. They have some sort of. They're the manager, consumer, and industry contact of Sacramento District. I guess it falls underneath their title, but at least we have a name now. So.
That's true.
What about our legal options, Wendy?
I can't speak to legal options because I'm not an attorney, but I can ask the city attorney. You're saying legal options with what?
A demand letter, an evaluation of if it's in compliance. I mean, I know it's a reach.
Here's what I will say to that as a non-attorney, and it's something we discussed before, and they call it out in their letter.
Yeah.
They're not subject to the ADA. They are subject to the Architectural Barriers Act, and based on when that building was built, it's technically not subject to the Architectural Barriers Act. So you're asking them to comply, not because of a rule, but because it is the right thing to do.
Yeah.
So
you really don't have anywhere to go legally with it. You're really appealing to their moral and humanitarian side.
Because if, like what you said with having an evaluation done, but evaluate compared to what? Because they're not required to follow ADA. They're not required to follow, for that building, even though they don't say it here, based on my research, the Architectural Barriers Act. So what are we going to evaluate them against?
The accessibility.
As measured by,
they're legal. They're not doing anything illegal, so you have no legal recourse. Is really what they're saying. So really, you're just asking them to fix
it
because
it's
wrong.
Just the lack of a driver's side mail drop. I mean, there's effectively a barrier for somebody that is in a vehicle but can't get inside to the building for lack of parking or mobility issues.
So how about if we write a letter back that invites them to come and walk through it with us, including Mr. Sevilla and Ms. Romming or whoever's appropriate from her office. But we also respond to their basically statements in here that everything's just fine. And I can draft that up for your signature, and then we'll get it in the mail.
And since this is an item on the agenda, I'd like to hear some thoughts on what our priorities should be. I'm sure they're going to put a proper height table in the lobby and call that good for a customer counter at wheelchair height, which doesn't address the window issue. I would like to see as an accommodation or a compromise, a driver's side accessible mail drop. What does everybody else think? Let's prioritize these things. The door lift.
To me, the front door is the number one thing. I think that's
a big concern.
That's a huge. Redoing the ramps is a lot of money, a lot of time,
right,
a lot of energy.
Right. Doors are not that much.
What about the doors?
They're heavy. They're very hard to open. They should have an automatic door on there. Yeah. Is what they should have, a handicap accessible door.
Because even
with a button that opens automatically.
Yeah, because a regular person just goes to the door. That door is very hard to even push open. A person with a handicap couldn't even hardly push that door. Somebody open it for
with
them.
With a baby stroller. Can't even get in.
Yeah, they can't even get in
that.
Baby
stroller.
Mm-hmm.
What, Jack?
The landing area at the top of the ramp is small where a wheelchair could fall back down over the steps.
Mm-hmm. And roll down the steps, yeah. That's true.
Okay. Did you get that, Wendy?
I'm getting it, yes.
Good point.
But I think moving, getting a door fix is the top of the list. Having the counter accessible is also, to me, pretty huge as well. And then fixing the ramp and landing area is a whole lot of construction stuff. But that's, and then having a drop-off box, I mean, that's the post office service. I mean, really, that's their own. It's how they want to treat their customers. That's their thing.
And it's just simply unacceptable to me that there's not a driver's side drop off somewhere in town. And I mean, we had it once. We had it in the alley, and it was too inconvenient for their parking. And
well, and it was also vandalized, supposedly. That was what I was told. But I think one of the big things is my thoughts is, okay, you can't locate anything there. Is there another location we could possibly locate, put it at? Can we put it by the police department? Can we put it? There's a lot of other places where you could put it at.
My suggestion would be is if they would just take the mail. One, they got the three mailboxes right there together. Just remove one of those boxes and just put it on the opposite side of the street. Right. And a person can easily drive up to get it. It's very accessible right there. It's just there, right in front of the two.
If it's on the opposite side, it's still on the passenger side, if you're driving the correct direction.
Yeah, well, either way, either it's going to have to go right or one on the left. But either way, they're just going to have to be crossing the street to do it. Well, either way they do it, they're going to have to do that.
Jack?
Would the city offer some spots in the parking?
We visited that, and the post office did not want to walk across the street to get the box. Is that that's my recollection of that.
So I don't know how another location. They used to have one over off of
Madeira Avenue.
It was, I'm trying to think of what that little neighborhood's called. By Thomas Jefferson. They used to have one, that little neighborhood behind the Barsotti track.
There's one at Country Club in the shopping center by the Wells Fargo, but it's you have to get out of your car to get to it. It's not drive up.
Yeah.
And I saw one, because these things, you notice them now that you've been around the ADA Council. There's one on Yosemite. I just can't remember where. But it wasn't one that you could easily stop and drive to. You'd have to once again park somewhere, get out of your car, and make the drop.
And to be fair, they have had on the off-site mail drops. They have had significant phishing and mail fraud or vandalism and whatnot. So, I mean, but in a public location, in a highly visible place, by the post office. I mean, it's
question. So, what would it be? You know, the dollar that. 99 cent store right there on the opposite side. Right. Why couldn't they put a mailbox right there through the alley? Weren't they coming down?
My last recollection of that conversation was that they did not want to walk across. They did not want to push the cart across the street in the crosswalk.
But they're not in a crosswalk. They're right there at it. They have to come down the street anyway because they got their office on that side. If you're coming down through that alley, and if a car is driving down the alley, they could just stop.
We can identify it as in the order of priorities, and as an area we would like to continue to explore.
And my recollection of the alley situation was that they had it was so popular and so much traffic. It was overwhelming for the alley, and they didn't want to deal with everybody driving through their back alley. Was my recollection of that. Okay.
We send the letter, and then we keep, that's all you keep doing. Keep pushing the cart forward.
Reaching and reach out a little farther each time and maybe get a little more.
That's all you can really do.
Let them know that we're not gonna leave this as it is. The location of the driver's side mailbox was previously evaluated and has been determined the best location for customer accessibility. Jack, did you get a copy?
He's going to get one. Yeah.
Hands out there, DJ.
All right. Any other thoughts on the post office?
You got hands in the audience. I don't know. You got hands in the audience.
Chairperson, am I allowed to speak to kind of assist you folks?
Can you come to the podium, please?
Mm-hmm. All right. So my name is Vidal Medina. I'm a system change advocate. I've been with Resources for Independence for 17 years. So the other thing, I'm on committees called Access Code Collaborative with the State Division of State Architects. So I know a lot of certified access specialists. Does the City of Madera have any of them that work for the City of Madera that are certified by the State of California and the Division of State Architects? Do we know that?
We contract.
Oh, you contract.
We contract.
Okay, so that would be a good resource. There's all kinds of changes in the codes and changes in regards to the age of the building, regarding path of travel. There's a lot of things that they could possibly bring a new perspective on. The other thing is when we talk about compliance in the City of Fresno, we also talk about best practice. We use inputting and citizen pressure sometimes when we talk about best practice. The other thing is the city attorney for any city should be part of this conversation. And I know that you talked about, Sir Tim, right? Okay. You talked about that. And sometimes it sounds like your hands are tied, but there's all kinds of codes and policies and ordinances that may come into play. So it's good to kind of look at all of that in a vacuum, in a sense that might be able to give you some kind of leeway. Now, the door is an interesting topic because that's very easy to test, very easy to identify that it's not accessible just into the building. Forget everything in the interior. And I believe that if you were to get an access specialist down here and he was to write up this entire issue, he could possibly find things. Because one thing this, the Division of State Architects looks at, anytime that anything, building, you know, the older buildings, anything is remodeled, that gives them the right to come in and apply all the codes and sections of the entire building code. And it really does make a difference. So that access specialist can go in there and say, well, let's see that this was done, looks new, looks within, you know, and start looking at the permits that had to be, the permits that were pulled, look at what the year was, see if it mitigates the idea that this is an old building. Because obviously, you're looking at a lot of costs to change it, move, get a new building. I mean, there's a lot to it. But I think the access specialists would really help. And they're certified by the State of California. They do charge a fee. There's a few in the Central Valley and kind of easy to find. If you contract, have you contracted with any? Let me get your name. I'm sorry. I'm talking to the.
My name is Wendy.
Right.
It's the building department, and I believe it's with someone through one of the engineering firms they work with, but I don't know the name off the top of my head.
Okay, no, but that's... But
can you... I believe, it's my understanding, the certified access specialists are going to look at something from the perspective of complying with the state building code under ADA. Is that correct?
Or and the changes that have occurred, and they're changing all the time.
The Postal Service is not subject to the ADA.
Well, if there was any construction done, that means you've changed it, it's new, then they are, according to what the State Division, Division of State Architects. That does change things, but only a certified specialist can come in and really look at that and say,
this is what you can and cannot ask the post office to do in this case, right? It's the post office. And I think it'd be worth the money to kind of get that assessment, because one thing is the door, one thing is the counters, and I think the citizen pressure needs to be there, this idea that this is our post office, our community post office. We really need to access it. It's a way to get our mail. It's a way to send mail. It becomes a real important center of the community.
Definitely.
Just like a medical office or anything in the community. So, I mean, that could be done very gently, but forcefully, you know, with the city attorney, some of the folks that you reached out, legislative folks, that you've done that very well to do that, to get some established names from your representatives for this area. So I hope that's helpful.
Thank you.
I'd like to keep be in touch with that, though, see what happens.
I like that idea. Thank you. So anybody else? Mr. Robinson? I think I collected 200 signatures in 4 hours the last time I was down there on a Saturday. People are that mad.
Yeah, so, see, I retired from the post office, you know, 21 years, so. And, you know, we need to probably collaborate with the post office, city and post office. And, you know, when I was working, I found out that the redevelopment agency, you know, they have small section of land all over the city that are just sitting there. You know, I wanted to have a community garden, but and he was talking about where you can put the water and who's going to be keeping an eye on it and security. And we have one already that they spend like $180,000 on over there by the fire station. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and also, you know, I received a commendation from the post office, general, and during my time, you know, working there. And maybe we might have to go higher up and talk to the Postmaster General.
I'm still trying to figure out how Chowchilla got a brand new post office.
Oh, yeah. Well, they probably knew somebody. And so I'm willing, you know, to make an appointment mm-hmm. and talk to them and see what I can do.
That would be very helpful. Very helpful.
Yeah, get a letter from the city, you know.
We could get council involvement, that would be very helpful.
Yes, since they don't want to use their alley for, you know, a drop-off mm-hmm. for a driver's side.
That is a city alley, isn't it? There's two city alleys on both sides.
Yeah.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know it is because my truck, you know, I damaged the whole side of it. Scraping on the poles, you know. So I know.
Well, let's leave that part out.
Yeah.
We don't want to give them any more excuses.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Any other ideas about the post office?
Yes, no.
No? No, we're good. Wendy, any other thoughts, schemes, ideas? Nothing? Okay. I believe that concludes. We're gonna reapproach these individuals, draft the letter, and let them know that this doesn't help meet our needs at all. So we'll move on to the next item. Number 4, discussion on participation in the Old Timers Day Parade. Wendy.
So we've submitted your application and the fee. So you guys are committed to the Old Timers Day Parade. I believe we had talked about using Councilmember Smith's vehicle, and we have the logo magnets that we can put on that. The question is, what else are our members riding with him, walking with him? What are we doing? What's the commitment?
Mm-hmm. That was not my deal, I believe. That was Cynthia and Dennis, who are not here today. So maybe we could reach out to them separately. Anybody else participating in the parade?
The whole council approved participation.
Yes, we did. So what else do we want to...
I approved Dennis's car in the parade with the signs on the side of it. That's what I approved.
We can't throw candy. We can throw bracelets, maybe.
No, you can hand it. You just can't throw it.
We'll have to... I hate to speak for... It's Dennis's car, so I kind of hate to... Will we have another ADA meeting between now and then?
Yes, the 17th, and then the parade is the week after that, okay. The 28th.
Can we table that discussion until the next meeting?
Sure.
Okay.
All righty. And then item number 5, discussion of concerns regarding disabled access to the music events at the Madeira Fair. That was the elevated stage platform, I
yes.
believe.
Yes, so that was brought up at our last meeting. I did forward it to the contact I know at the fair, and she forwarded it. I believe she said it was Tom and Barbara. But they weren't able to make today's meeting. So what I would suggest potentially is ask who wants to be point, maybe one or two people, and we can hopefully make arrangements for you to maybe just meet with them and see if there's any improvements that could be made between now and the fair, or just give some feedback for future.
I think I'd be happy to do that. And it was just a positioning issue.
That's what I communicated, that we really appreciated their efforts, but that the access to get to it was the concern.
And we are sacrificing proximity for access. But my observations of it last year was there was three people on the whole platform. And there were people on the pavement, on the periphery, in wheelchairs because they couldn't, I assume because they couldn't get through the grass. So I'd be happy to talk to Tom about that.
Okay.
So, and possibly Cynthia, too, if I can get her along. So did you have any other suggestions, Wendy, on that?
We're kind of late to the party to kind of this year's fair. Not that nothing can happen, but it's definitely worth having a conversation. But hopefully going forward, we can see some things at the fair this year and engage them next month. So, I mean, right now they're burning the candle at both ends.
Pretty frazzled, yeah. I agree. Any other concerns at the fair? Cynthia had a few door issues at the fair from last year, so... Into some of the display buildings, the thresholds were difficult for power chairs and wheelchairs, but no complete barriers. So, all right, anything else on that? Diana?
No.
Latif? Okay, item number 6, designation of a representative to serve on the local complete count committee for the Madeira County 2020 census.
It was your email, right, that you sent? Do you want to come and speak to it, or do you want me to cover it? Okay, if you wouldn't mind.
Good evening. My name is Eric Martinez. I'm a project coordinator with Madeira Coalition for Community Justice. I reached out to the ADA advisory to see if you guys would like to participate in the upcoming 2020 census. As you guys know, we're starting to plan, ramp it up. The actual census starts in March. That's when they start sending out questionnaires. But as you know, the census is every 10 years, and that gives the allocated money for our county for the next 10 years. So it's important for us to count everybody that's in our county and make sure it's represented. Because if we are miscounted, then we fall short in our funds that the state gives to us. So we'd love to have you guys part of the committee to give your suggestions and your concerns you guys have on planning and moving forward.
Well, how can we help?
We are putting together the committee right now. So that's executive committee, subcommittees to start planning and implementing the upcoming plan. So you guys just being a part of it, giving any suggestions on how we can reach the people with disabilities, having questionnaires accessible to them, and stuff like that. because people with disabilities are one of the demographics of hard to count people. Right. So people with disabilities, it's hard for them to get counted. That's having access to somewhere where they can answer the questionnaire, or maybe some disability in their reading, writing, something like that. It might be difficult for them to answer it. So maybe you guys put in some input on how we can make it accessible to them.
And the primary contact method is, if I'm correct, is by mail.
Yes, but this year they are implementing online, and they're pushing that a lot more. They are going to reach out to through mail, but the main one is going to be online.
Online. Mm-hmm. How are they getting the email contact list?
I'm not too sure with that. They're doing. They're hoping it's a self-response online, so that's what it is. And then the non-respondents, once they have that list, then those mailings will go out to them to encourage them to participate.
So DJ, if I'm interpreting what he's saying correctly, it's like when we put, say, a transit survey on the city's website, they would have a web address and they would try to encourage everyone to go there.
Yeah.
Now, I believe, Mr. Martinez, your email indicated there's a meeting this Thursday.
Yes.
From 10 to 2. Is that still accurate?
Yes.
Okay. So the person would need to be available weekdays during the day to participate. Would that be correct?
And that upcoming meeting is set. And then at that meeting, we will discuss the following meetings. What day is best for everybody to meet, what times, and how often.
Okay. And this would be to determine the best way to reach the disabled community?
Yes. So this upcoming meeting on Thursday, this is where we will establish the committees and start planning on how we can do outreach to all these different demographics. Okay. And populations.
And it's 10 to 2?
It'll be at least 10 to 12, and then we saved it to 1 just in case we have a little bit extra time.
I'm working that morning. I have a commitment.
I'm out Thursday as well.
I do. Yeah, I can be there. You know, I just want to say a lot of your disabled people, email a lot of them, you're just not going to be able to reach a lot of them that way because a lot of them don't have those type of outreach. They're not online, per se. A lot of the care providers, some of them are. But I think your best way is going to be if you can contact them by phone, because you would be able to talk to those people, because you have a lot of group homes here in Madera.
And one of the ways they can answer the questionnaire is through the phone. They can call a number, and they have multiple languages on there they can choose from, and it'll help them answer the questionnaire. So suggestions like that would help us in our planning.
You don't need that.
And we are trying to set up specific centers where people can come. And if they need assistance filling out that questionnaire, there's somebody there to help walk them through it and answer any questions.
You're not going to get a lot of them in your office either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because a lot of them, when you got a group home that has at least 6 or 7 clients and individuals in there, they're not coming out because they're either in day programs or they're at home in the evenings and they're trying to fix dinner or whatever not do. So it's going to be, reach out to them. You're going to have to be able to reach them in the homes to be able to do this.
So if they have a group home, maybe one of the suggestions, if we can reach out to that group home and maybe set up a small kiosk at certain times where they can come really quick and answer it, maybe that's a little bit easier for them.
Well, I'm not sure, but I think we have a coordinator here for you.
Yeah, because you're not going to do it that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're just not going to.
Diana's very familiar.
Yeah, I am.
She will be at your meeting Thursday.
All right.
Yeah, I'll be at your meeting Thursday.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Thank you.
I just need an address.
Thank you. Okay, we'll get you that address.
Yeah, I just need an address to where I'm supposed to be.
All righty. And then item number 7, oral reports by staff or advisory board members. Wendy, anything on the bus?
No. I'm sorry, Mr. Martinez? The email doesn't indicate the actual location of the meeting. Where should Ms. Robbins?
It'll be here.
Here in this chamber?
This chambers?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Census. Okay, anything on the bus stop, Wendy? At the Walmart bus stop, any updates, nothing?
No, I know Yvette was in Fresno when you emailed because she had to cancel a different meeting with me. So
I forgot. I'll bug Yvette about that. Any oral reports?
No.
Anything noticed that needs to be fixed or updated? Okay.
Yeah, the fencing on both East Street and Yosemite there, be the building that burned down, have been moved back.
Yes.
So the sidewalk is accessible again.
Good. Good deal.
And I have engineering and building are looking at the concern Cynthia had with the access from the back of the building.
Okay. Sure to. Could you email her that? She'd be pleased. She's under the weather today. Okay. Tim, anything to report?
I got nothing.
I have nothing.
Okay. And I noticed when I was in the lobby last time that we don't have a small sign to direct someone in a wheelchair to the wheelchair window. Nobody knows it's around the corner there.
Oh, you're talking in finance?
Finance. So maybe a small 3x4 little plate sign with an arrow, handicap window around the corner would be helpful. So I think that's everything. Anything else, Wendy? Any questions? Anything else? Okay. Anything from the audience? All right. Meeting adjourned at 4:15.
Well. 4:15.
There we go.
Scare me, DJ.
Sorry.
Late to dinner.
I've got the optometrist on my next to-do list.